Do you have an education, a roof over your head, a full belly? Then you are more fortunate than most of the world. About 56% of the world is uneducated. The fortunate people in our world take it for granted, and the unfortunate wish they had more. I believe that you should be grateful for what you have. I have been to many different countries in my life and seen how many people live. I have been anywhere from island countries to Europe to Japan. The world is big and everyone lives very different lives. When I was 8, I traveled to Jamaica with my family and we visited an orphanage. The small building was falling apart and the playground consisted of a broken teeter-totter. The kids immediately ran up to us, so excited to have someone to play with. My parents spent the visit talking to the owner of the orphanage, Susan. She said the majority of the kids lived on the street before they came to the orphanage. My brothers had brought their squirt guns for the kids to play with, and my sister was painting some girls' nails. I let girls put my hair in an intricate braid. When it was time to leave, they seemed so sad to see us go. My brothers left their squirt guns for the kids to keep, my sister left the nail polish, and my parents donated some money to Susan. My mom had bought me a doll from a little shop the day before, and I let one of the girls play with it during the visit. I ended up letting her keep it. Not everybody has a sturdy roof over their head and clean clothes to put on in the morning. I go to bed with a full stomach and a sturdy roof. Those children don't have what I have. I should be grateful for the things I have. Seeing how these children live has shown me how lucky I am. Before this experience, I only came in contact with people who live just like me, and when I met these girls, I learned to be so grateful for what I have. Going to this orphanage has changed the way I think about my life. Instead of seeing myself with the same stuff as everybody else, I see myself as extremely lucky to have what I have. I will continue to be grateful for the life that I have and give back to the people that need a better life. I believe that you should be grateful for what you have. I think everybody can learn from this and appreciate their lives more. If you are privileged enough to be reading this on a computer, you are more fortunate than 53% of the world. 1 in 7 people in the world go to bed hungry, and 2% of the world has no roof over their head. People in the world suffer every day, and the people that don't should be grateful. Appreciate the things you have, and know that you are very privileged.